K-State Nation, we're back here. I don't know what happened with the recorder. I don't know what I pressed, but we're back on the podcast. Now it's going to be part two of the postcast there. K-State was basketball, number fourth ranked in the country. Beat 13-ranked Baylor on the road. Part two finishing up. This will be a short kind of wrapping up the episode here because of, I don't know what I just did there. I really don't. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. I'll bring him in Thursday night, it looks like, now that my schedule is kind of back open. Now I can bring him back weekly to this podcast, but that's going to be a bonus episode of the podcast. So we'll be recording one more of those there, and I'll find a way to get my upgraded fee going on the Podbean channel. So I know our original main channel is on that, but we have a second channel made there for bonus content only. I will work on that again at some point. I'm not going to make any promises, but we have good content there that hasn't been posted since the beginning of the year. So yeah, it's been a crazy one. And while I was finishing up there, Jeff Minnie talking about how the way this team is built here, hopefully this thing doesn't automatically stop. I don't know what it did there for a minute. Yeah, everything just, that was really weird. It usually doesn't do that, but now I'm gonna have to categorize this as part two of the podcast. What in the world is going on? Let's see if I can get his quote here. Yeah, Jeff Minnie on how his team is built here to wrap up the all of a sudden part two edition of the postcast. K-State 58, fourth rank in the country, 13th ranked Baylor, 55 out of Baylor, storming out of the gate, put K-State in a deep hole. K-State rallies back from 13 down to win it. Coach Minnie, quote, "I've been really pleased with this group for how it has played for the most part. Every possession in their DNA has been a lot of hard work all the way back to June. So it doesn't surprise me that we've hung in there, but we got tested tonight. We were frustrated. Baylor did a great job in the first half. They frustrated us but I did feel fortunate to be only down 9.5. See what I've been saying that first half of this podcast, right? And I just thought we got more confident as the game went on. I thought we got stronger as the game went on." So yeah, absolutely. You know, you hear this a lot, and yes, you hear this a lot in marathon. Sorry, I'm bringing this back up. You're listening to a runner. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And K-State was a stronger team last night in its basketball game. It's down there as well. So, yeah, it proved true there. Baylor started out strong, but I think that last 4 or 5 minutes of this first half of this ball game, K-State made a run, got confidence, and they just carried it through the rest of the way. And now they're sitting there all alone there in Iowa State. Obviously, we know how good they are in Big 12 play. They're sitting there right behind them in the conference there. K-State comes back home. They'll host new foe BYU on Saturday, 4 Central Time, back at home at the Atomic Dome. Show up there for this team. And I should have said that because the last two crowds have been magnificent for this team. Continue to come out. We're seeing something special with this team right now. It's a can't-miss moment. And we say this in the World Majors, again, translation back to the running, about Boston, Chicago, New York, and so-and-so, right? That it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, once-in-a-lifetime experience that we're seeing right now. And Jet Mays, this team has something special going right now. K-Man will have it here on the radio station, 102.5 Sunny. We'll have it as well. The FM stations with K-Man will have it as well. So you can't make the game, definitely listen to it. But if you're around Manhattan this weekend, unlike yours truly, definitely get to the Octagon of Doom. Continue to rock and roll with your Lady Cats right now as they are on a hot one. 13 straight, fourth-ranked team in the country. Can't get any better than this right now. As this team continue the show, and now they got host BYU. We just got done with Baylor. Now they take on foe BYU on Saturday afternoon. So I think it's going to be some, if anything we have seen, it's going to be even more raucous on Saturday afternoon. I cannot wait to watch the highlights of it afterwards, let's see what I'm doing. I should be able to catch it. Yeah, I should be able to catch the game. I won't be here in Manhattan per se, but everyone else that's around here or coming out of town, definitely, we all know what we're seeing. 19-1, unbeaten in the Big 12. Fight back and chalk up another one for Jeff Mitty's team that they found a way to win these games. And the football terms, you got a good team, you're going to find a way. If you got a deep team that knows how to, that's in a position to win a conference championship or whatnot, good teams just find a way to win basketball games. And that's now 2-0 since Ayoka Lee went down with the ankle injury there late against Texas there with his team. They continue to find ways to win, and they continue to find individuals. They get hot, they can carry a team. And it was Eliza Maulpin's night last night in Waco, Texas. In Waco, Texas, the Pearl Project podcast, all things Kansas State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. This two-parter now of this podcast. I don't know what I did, but it's going to have to be slotted in that. Of course, we'll have football tomorrow ahead. We'll talk football tomorrow ahead of the men's tilt with Iowa State coming up tomorrow night there. So stay tuned for that podcast. I'll have a bonus to record with Alex later on in the week. Talking about more of this and gutsy win for KC women's basketball, number 4th ranked team in the country, and so much more coming up there as well. But the Pearl Project Podcast on our main channel, iTunes, Spotify, you have that. Make sure you, if you're not subscribed already, do it now, because we got a big announcement later on. I will share that announcement later on this week on this podcast. So definitely, I think it's the right time to get on board, especially if you're a K-State fan living in the KC metro area or Overland Park, wherever that is. So definitely make sure to hit on board as well. And appreciate you guys taking the time to stop by, give us a download, and listen to us whenever you do that as well. Well, that we're with the checkered flag on this episode edition of the Pearl Project Podcast postcast. 4th-ranked K-State stays unbeaten and keeps a one-loss record intact. 19-1, 8-0 in Big 12 play. They defeat Baylor Bears last night by 3, 58-55. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Big thanks to him. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Appreciate you again for listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Cats.